I just wanted to come before the Geneva Press Corps and make a personal statement about my future, because we have soldiered together over the last 5 years on human rights issues, and I thought it would be appropriate and fair that you would be the first to know in some detail.
That was the voice of Mary Robinson as she prepared to leave her post as United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. On September 12, 2002, the United Nations and human rights advocates around the globe lost one of the most dedicated and outspoken advocates for human rights protections when, partially due to United States pressure, Robinson left her post. Robinson was appointed as High Commissioner by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in June of 1997. She was committed to the idea of inalienable rights and refused to yield to powerful governments and moderate her position.
In a way, I want to bring home the message that human rights is not about words. Human rights at the international level is legal rules, obligations that states have voluntarily assumed and by which they are now bound. I want to bring the experience of doing in that framework of legal rules into the debate on globalization, because there too we hear too many words. There's too little substance to what we mean by working for a fairer globalization. The human rights framework is not the only normative framework. You also have rules in relation to the environment, workers' rights, arms control. But I think it's time we started putting these normative frameworks together to pin governments to the obligations which they have assumed. We're not placing anything like enough attention on helping developing countries to build their own national protection systems for human rights.
Because of her stance, Mrs. Robinson quickly became a target for removal by the United States and others who did not appreciate her tendency to, quote, name and shame human rights offenders. The United States was among the governments Robinson often criticized. Among other things, she insisted that the events of September 11th must not be used as an excuse to weaken protection for human rights.
It is true that the rules, particularly in the area of human rights, are not helpful because there is a lot of mini-managing by states, and a number of those states are not particularly benevolent towards the system of the office because they see it as monitoring their progress in human rights. So there are always difficulties.
Mary Robinson has academic degrees from Trinity College in Dublin and Harvard University. At the age of 25, she was appointed as Reed Professor of Constitutional and Criminal Law at Trinity College, and she served for 20 years in Ireland's Upper House of Parliament. Mary Robinson is a vocal supporter of feminist and other unpopular causes, so it surprised everyone when she was chosen as the Labour Party candidate for President of Ireland in 1990. When she won that election, Robinson declared that her success proved, instead of rocking the cradle, the women of Ireland had rocked the system. As the first woman president of Ireland, she aligned herself with women and other marginalized groups. And within the UN itself, Robinson has raised the profile of fundamental human rights and continued to be critical of countries who do not take human rights protection seriously. Mrs. Robinson is beginning a new project called the Ethical Globalization Initiative, working to promote principled development in African countries.
One of the experiences of the work over the last 5 years is that human rights aren't protected in Geneva, still less in New York. They are protected locally. The international community can draw attention, can be a voice for victims, can monitor, but the real protection is at national level.
She emphasized that she will be working outside of government structures. I'm Jean Parker.